Hello and welcome to the Music Survival Guide, the independent musician's guide on how to survive in the music industry. My name's Phil, a mixing and mastering engineer. I hope you're doing very well out there, surviving or even thriving, I hope. I've managed to start to come down with some kind of cold today, which is absolutely lovely. I've got to say, the joys of having a toddler. It's good fun though. Anyway, that's not really why you're here. So this week I wanted to talk about money matters and how to organise your money, how to think about your money as a band, how to make the most of your money, because it can be quite a contentious topic amongst bands. And I completely understand why, because, you know, things aren't cheap nowadays and living is just expensive, let alone having a band. So it's important to think through these matters and make sure everyone in the band agrees with the way that you are operating. Really important to make sure you all agree with the way you're operating. So I've got several points I just want to talk through about kind of money in general. And I guess my first point is that money, initially in the band, and certainly probably for a lot of bands for most of the time, is going to come from the band members themselves. You're going to have to invest in this band. Invest your money as well as your time. And in my opinion, money ideally should be equal amongst everyone, if possible, in terms of like buying into the project, buying into the band. Because that way everyone has an equal share in what's happening. Everyone has an equal share in how much short time, but also money they have invested. And sure, you know, there may be one person who's unemployed. There may be one person who has a really, really kind of low paying job, and one person may have a massively high paying job. And there will be exceptions to this rule, but I think generally everyone should invest as much as possible equally, and I think that means that everyone needs to be on board with this. Like, there's no room in a band, I think, for hangers-on, for people who aren't sure about where the band's going, the direction of the band. You've got to invest into the vision, really. The vision of the band, the goal of the band. You've got to invest with your money. It's really important to do that. If you have band members who are refusing to do that, you should probably, unfortunately, sit down and have a very serious conversation about how committed they are to the band. I mean, don't get me wrong, if you're not there taking this like seriously, if you're just there to enjoy the rides and stuff like that and play the occasional gig, that's different. But if you're trying to make some progress in your musical endeavours, you need to make sure everyone is on board. Otherwise, it's going to end in difficulty, to be honest with you. So there we go. I think if you haven't got it already, have a separate bank account for the band. And you can leave this as a personal account for now, but have a separate account. It keeps it transparent, and it means that you're not confusing your own kind of personal income if you're the lucky person who's organising the money for the band. You're not confusing your personal income with the kind of income of the band or the money for the band. And that's a really important separation. It just means it's a very clear thing where you can just log into your account and just see very quickly, here's the money we have. Here's the situation as it is. And there's no questions about it. There's no like sitting down and having to calculate these things. So you have a separate bank account. I think that's essential. And in these days, it's so easy to set up a bank account. Just do it. Just get it done. And then you're not worrying. My third point really is budgeting. You need to know how much you are planning to spend on every single element of the band. That is every single thing that you get involved with the band. So how much do your rehearsals cost if you're hiring a space? You need money to account for travelling to gigs and travelling home from gigs, food for gigs as well, things like that. That can be quite important, especially if you're travelling very far. Recording your music, that's a biggie, obviously. Recording and mixing, things like that. And promoting your music. Promoting your music is really essential, and I need to do a whole episode about that at some point. Maybe even an interview about it, to be honest. But the important point right now is you should be planning on spending money on all these things. And I'm sure there's other things that you need to think about as well that I'm not thinking of immediately. But how much does it cost to keep your band going? Set up budgets for that. If you don't know how much it's going to cost, estimate. You know, work out what your priorities are, estimate and go from there. And you can use, say, each month's data to inform your budget as you go along, and you can refine it and work out exactly how much it's going to cost. Because if you don't do that, you don't know how much money you're going to need from each band member, to be blunt. You don't know how much is going to need to be invested. And that's really important. You need to know that question before you really get going. I think if you're not sure, then work out amongst you how much you're willing to put in each to start off with, put in that money, and then just go and budget as you go, as I said. Give it a go, see what happens. But you ultimately need to budget. The more you go on, the more you will understand how much things cost. And obviously, there's vary in cost depending on how far you're traveling for a gig. If you're traveling, say, from London to Edinburgh, then it's going to be a bit more expensive than, say, London to Oxford. I don't know why I picked those places, but I have. So you've got to bear in mind, obviously, the costs like that are going to be different. And other things, like depending on where you're recording and mixing, those costs will be different depending on where you go. But work out these things, have a budget for these things, and go in with a very clear head that you need to refine this as you go along. I think it's worth thinking about your revenue streams. So, you know, a lot of people don't go into music to make money for kind of good reason, let's be honest. But you need to know where the band could make money from or will make money from, but just not enough to cover the costs, at least early on. And the ones that I that kind of come to mind is gigs. I mean, gigs don't pay much necessarily, but gigs, especially if you're doing like sellout gigs, you might start to earn a decent bit of money. If nothing else, they should hopefully cover the cost of traveling to the gig. If it pays for itself, then you're onto a winner in that regard. Sometimes you might not be, especially if you're lower down the bill. That's kind of just what you've got to do to get started, unfortunately. But yes, don't pay to play a gig. I've done a whole episode about this, I think. But don't pay to never pay to play a gig if you can, because it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You know, it's your time. It's your effort. Why would you pay to be there? Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. One last time. Don't do it. I think another income stream, a revenue stream, is merch. I think that's a biggie for bands nowadays. Selling t-shirts, selling hoodies, selling whatever merch that you can possibly think of is really helpful for sure. Brand recognition and people kind of noticing the band out in the wild. But it means that you're going to get a good chunk of money because you can make a decent profit on making some merch. And that can then go into your budget, go into your bank account, and then hopefully will drive down the amount of money that you need to input as a band member. Now, early on in your band, don't go into merch. Get started, get a fan base, then get merch. There is no point, there is zero point in going, cool, we're going to print 200 t-shirts, even though we've not done a gig yet, just so we can sell them as we get started. Because it's going to take a while for people to know who you are, and then people will want to buy merch. So don't jump into it. Some people may even start to ask you if you've got merch. That's a great point. That's almost overdue point to start getting thinking about merch and getting that started. And getting that started. So merch, go big on that when you can. Not too early, not worth it too early. The kind of final big quote-unquote income stream, I'm saying this very cautiously, that comes to mind is streaming or kind of royalties from music. It's contentious, as you well know. If you're selling CDs, then you're likely to make a bit more money, but selling CDs is harder and harder nowadays. Spotify will pay you for each track. If you get over 1,000 streams on the song, that's when they will start to pay you, which is a bit ridiculous, but we're not here to talk about that right now. There is some money in streaming, but you need to be very big to make a decent amount of cash from streaming, unfortunately. So go in eyes wide open. That's not necessarily going to be your biggest income stream, but it's helpful. Every little helps. Don't disregard some money just because it's not much. Every little bit that you earn as a band from these revenue streams, and maybe others that you can think of that haven't come to my mind, will mean that you can invest that in back into the band, and the amount of money that you as band members need to put in goes down. That's important. Ultimately, you guys want to be earning nothing. You guys want to be nothing into the band, and you want to be having it pay for itself. And then the next step from that is starting to turn a profit. That's a whole different podcast. But the initial goal has got to be to drive down the amount that you're paying in, and then eventually to pay nothing because it's paying for itself. That is what happens. That is what you get with real band success. So it is available. It is possible. It's not easy. It's really not easy. There are more bands than you realise who are having to pay their own way to get going and get working, unfortunately. I think another thing that's worth thinking about is in your budgeting, have some money set aside for unexpected costs. So I'm just trying to think of examples, but like say if you've got a band website, you're going to need to pay to kind of keep that up once a year. That is maybe an unexpected cost if you've not budgeted for it. And it's things like that where you just maybe have a regular expense, or maybe it's an unusual expense that you're not prepared for, that you need to kind of going eyes wide open and go, right, we just need to have some of our budget, however big or small you think that should be, set aside for unexpected costs. I don't know. Let's say you've got a gig tonight and the guitarist's guitar snaps in half dramatically. Are you going to get a replacement? Has this band member got enough money to buy a replacement right now? Or does the band collectively need to chip in and have a replacement? You obviously, for a guitar, you'd need a fairly substantial unexpected cost fund, but you don't have to. You can think about it differently. You can have just a little pot of money ready for those unexpected costs, for those last minute kind of extra things. Like, oh, I don't know, we got to the gig and, oh, we forgot to bring some guitar picks. Let's quickly go to the shop and buy some, that kind of thing. Those kind of small expenses you can really be helped by having an unexpected cost fund. In thinking about a bank account and which bank account you should go for, one that, at least in the UK, I don't know about other parts of the world, I can recommend is a bank called Monzo, M-O-N-Z-O, completely online banking system. The good thing about it is you can set up within one account different pots of money and different kind of budgets for what you're spending, and that will actually really work into your budget that you've got, say on a spreadsheet, whatever it may be, and it will help you save over time for recording and things like that, because that's obviously one of the bigger expenses. And that could be a really helpful way of linking your budget with the amount of money everyone's putting in, with the revenue streams and things like that. And that all does it within one account. Really, really useful. I can highly recommend Monzo as a thing. Go for it, do it, it's amazing. Boom. That is all I have to say on Monzo. I just thought one little plug. I'm not sponsored by them, nothing like that, but it's worth saying. At least check them out. At least check out what they're like as a bank. My final point, I guess, is can you collaborate with other bands that you know to share costs? For example, if you as a band have an exclusive rehearsal space somewhere that you rehearse and no one else does, could another band use it that you trust, obviously? Could another band use it and then pay you to use it? You can obviously give them a competitive rate so they're not paying necessarily as much as a proper rehearsal studio, but that's some band income. That's some way of cutting costs, and it's a way of working out kind of how to bolster your income. Unexpected income streams like that, kind of random little ways of driving down costs, can be really, really, really helpful. Don't disregard them. Do not disregard them. Work out if there's anything you can do like that to drive down costs. That's just the one example I can think of. But you will be able to sit down and kind of calmly and soberly think through everything that the band does and where you might be able to shave some costs like that by sharing with other bands. Really important. It's not a competition. It's collaboration. That's the way I think of music. It's not a competition. It's a collaboration. Work with bands again around you, not against them. So that is all my thoughts on money and money matters. A lot to think about, a lot to take away, a lot to work out for yourselves, I know. I just want to say thank you for listening to another episode of the Music Survival Guide. If you liked it, please rate and review the podcast wherever you listen. It really all helps the algorithm. I would love some reviews. I've not had any in quite a while. Please do also share it with any friends and bandmates if you thought it was useful. If you want to open a conversation about money, this could be a good way to start having some questions to sit down and think about. Finally, if you're thinking about recording or mixing, you want to talk about it, feel free to reach out to me via my links in the podcast description below, and I will see you next time.